Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:20. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We've been talking about my kids and how I'm so relieved that I found a place for them to go that helps support adults with special needs and disabilities. Some group homes called Hammer and NER. And how my kids aren't old enough to go yet. And I'm sitting up here full, well, and healthy and strong. But I'm just so relieved that I know that there is a place for my children if something ever happens to me. Right. And so, you know, I've already started volunteering because I want to start planting some seeds. I signed up for, to be the MC of their annual gala a few months back. And there's one thing, I swear, I just love this. It's called Cooks in the Kitchen. It's so original. I love new, fresh ideas, right? Where companies come in and they cook for the residents in the group home. And they don't just come in and cook and drop off the food and feel better about themselves, but they actually interact and engage with the residents. And that's so important when you're someone with special needs, because a lot of times people look away from you. They look through you. They look past you. But to have somebody stop and say, I see you. Oh, my God. That speaks volumes to them and their self-esteem, and it validates their existence. Because when you have special needs, you are always last in the lunchroom, last in line, last to get off the bus, last to get on the bus, because they always take care of the normal developing kids first, because you do require those special needs. And so for somebody to put these kids first, it just warms my heart. So I had to get somebody from the Lacey Group on the show with me today so we could talk about this. And Sarah Volkman is here in studio with me. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being here.
Hi, Shaletta. It's great to be here.
Now, you have to tell me about your role at the Lacey Group.
Yeah, I'm an account director at the LASIC Group. We are a customer engagement, loyalty, and creative services agency here in Minneapolis.
Okay, now you said a lot. What does that mean? Speak English, girl.
I know,
that's a lot.
That's the official.
That is on the website. I need you to tell me. I heard all that and still don't know what y'all do.
We help companies with loyalty programs and customer engagement. So okay. If you think of things like Marriott Bonvoy and you get points for staying at hotels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah. So we help companies reach their best customers.
Oh, okay. So it's somebody who's already a customer and you give them those incentives.
Yep.
Nothing I love more than when a company that I already patronize remembers my birthday.
You bet.
Remembers my anniversary. Remembers that I love the color red. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me when the sales are coming up. But those loyalty programs, girl, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. All right. So you got some real smart marketing folks over there.
We do.
What you're saying.
We do.
Okay.
Lots of good people.
Yeah. Because you got to be creative now.
Yeah.
You know, because people can go online and find stuff and not even need you. You know, they used to be you have to wait and clip coupons and remember how to put them in the box and
those little envelopes with the dividers. Yeah. Yeah.
If you were fancy,
yeah.
otherwise you're like me holding up the line. But, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. So the LASIK Group has found a way to still engage mm-hmm. the best customers mm-hmm. and give
yep.
the discounts and the rewards and points. That is so cool. Okay. You have to tell me how the LASIK Group found out about Hammer and NER and why you decided to volunteer.
Yeah. So here at the LASIK Group, every 2 years, we select a new nonprofit to support. And that nonprofit is nominated by our colleagues and our employees. So anybody can put forth a nonprofit. We take a look at that, research, vet them all. And then we narrow that list down to about 4 to 5 final finalists. Then the leadership team will make a final decision on what we want to support for the next 2 years. And that's based on things like the population that that organization serves. We like to focus on underserved populations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The reach of that organization, the community impact, how we can get involved, how we can help them long term and short term, how we can really get in there right away at the start and start making an impact. And then throughout the 2 years, how can we help them? So we landed on Hammer and NER for the next 2 years.
That is amazing. And mm-hmm. and it's a 2-year commitment.
Yep. 2 years.
See, a lot of times people will say, well, we're going to pick this and we're going to do some Thanksgiving basket drop offs. Or for Easter, we're going to do this and we're going to, you know, just make some baskets and have a hunt with kids. But this is a whole 2-year commitment, girl.
Yeah, we really, truly consider it a partnership. And the reason why we do more than just a season or a year is we want to make relationships with the organization and the people that those organizations serve.
And the relationship is amazing. Tell mm-hmm. me about Cooks in the Kitchen, because I think that is just the most original idea I've heard about in a long time.
Yeah, it's super fun. So what we at the LASIK Group do is we have a set day a month where a group of employees come into the kitchen in the YZ office of Hammer and NER, and we cook 2 recipes, and they are large-scale recipes. We are cooking for a lot of people. It's so much fun, and it smells divine in the kitchens when you're cooking. But, we cook the 2 meals, and those meals are intended for the residents of those group homes. The staff that Hammer employees, they are the most wonderful people. But as you can imagine, they are stretched so thin.
Yeah.
So if we're able to get in there, cook, take one thing off their plate, pun intended, we can just give them space to do other things that they need to do in their day-to-day. Bring the meal in. All they have to do is stick it in the fridge. Then when it comes time to eat, they heat it up and it's ready to go.
That is so fun. Okay, so when I came, you had several members of your team there, and you all were reading the recipe, and you had the ingredients, and you were getting the meals prepared, and you did all the prep work, and you loaded it up, and then you headed over to the homes. Tell me about the reception you get.
Oh, it's so fun. I was lucky enough to do a group home visit in the West Metro, and I went with one of my colleagues, Jen. And we had such a great time. We got so many hugs, which was just so fun. And we also did a little activity with them. My colleague and I decided to do a coloring night. So we had markers, crayons, colored pencils, posters, coloring books, and we got a whole variety. And we just spent a couple hours there just having fun with the residents.
And when you left, talk about that feeling.
It just warms your heart, right? Like mm-hmm. you said it best. You know, these folks are often last, right? Mm-hmm. They're thought of last. And they're just people, just like you and I. They have hopes and dreams and hobbies and, you know, things they like. And so it was just, it was really fun. And it just felt like you're hanging out, you know? You're just hanging out.
And, you know, I just think about, you know, how my kids feel when they think that somebody or knows that somebody cares, that mm-hmm. somebody pays attention to them, that somebody brings them something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to tell you as a parent of someone with special needs that, you know, the impact that this is going to have on them. You ain't even going to be able to see it. How you left them high and lifted up, and your whole team is a part of this, and you are doing this for the residents of Hammer and NER is just so valuable, so critical, and so needed. You know, there are some organizations out there, because this is something you got to do as a group. Mm. I saw y'all making all the meals. This is not a one-person gig.
No.
This is like your organization, your team, your department, something that you all can do to sign up for Cooks in the Kitchen over at Hammer and NER. So, you know, if I've got some teachers or therapists, if I've got, you know, some church leaders, if I've got some folks at Target or at Best Buy or General Mills who are listening, my friends at Bremer Bank are always listening, and they say, you know what, this sounds like something we could do. We've been looking for something to put our muscle behind and really make a difference. Talk to them about why they should consider it.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a whole host of benefits for just getting out into your community and really helping. One thing for us here at the LASIK Group is many of us are still working remotely. We're working from our homes. So that personal connection.
Yeah.
We haven't had it for a while. And, you know, we do our best with group meetings and stuff. But when you go into that kitchen in YZ, it's a kitchen. It's an equal playing field,
yeah.
Right? You've got recent college grads chopping onions, tears running down your face next to, you know, an executive or a VP who's browning hamburger. And it feels comfortable. It feels familiar. Mm-hmm. And it's just a way to make those connections across different levels at the organization, across different teams at the organization. It's just a really, really good way to make connections that we kind of lost over the past few years.
Yeah, and it's so important for folks to sign up and be a part of something bigger than themselves, especially if you got a team of people and y'all are looking for a new organization to support. You can go to hammer.org. That's hammer, hammer.org. The email and phone number is right there on the website. Hammer's been around 100 years. NER has been around for 50 years. And they treat these special needs adults like family. And I tell you, as a parent who has children with special needs, knowing that there's a safe space for them when they become adults, if something ever happens to me, it is so incredibly reassuring. And I have to tell you, girl, to your team at the LASIK Group, thank you for making a difference in the lives of these folks.
Oh, thank you. We are happy to do it.
And girl, we got to shout out your mama and daddy.
Oh, my dad.
Because your mama and daddy are like Shaletta super fans. And they love me, so I have to give them some love on this show. So call their names and the city where they live.
Well, my parents, Rich and Sharon, they're in Plymouth, but they are actually at their high school graduation reunion this weekend in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So
what?
We're going long distance.
We're going long distance. Oh, my goodness. Well, they are still together. They are hanging out and still having fun. God bless them. They're giving me hope. Well, thank you so much for actually coming down in the studio. So good to have guests. I got some Girl Scout cookies in there that I took from the event that I emceed earlier this week. So I want to eat them all. So make sure you get some.
I'll put them in the pocket.
Please put them in the pocket. Put them in the mouth. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.